You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Ah, welcome back to a special holiday edition of El Huddle. I'm Will Salva alongside mi hermana MJ Acosta Ruiz, fresh off of her trip Mexico City, literally doing this podcast 2 hours after you had arrived into LAX.
My luggage is still in the living room. I don't even know what day it is at this point. I just know the game just finished because that's what it feels like. It feels like I just got off the field at Estadio Azteca. Worth the sleep deprivation. Worth probably not having a voice after this podcast is done. Every minute of it was amazing, Will. We really missed you over there. Everyone was asking about you. Where's your hermano? Where's Will? Where's Osama? Yeah. So the folks over there are very well aware of El Huddle. They are supportive of it, and we are so grateful for it. It was really beautiful to get that kind of reception to what we're doing here. And all we're doing is really just being ourselves and showing our culture. And it's really resonating with the community. So I wanted to let you know. We want to thank you guys for listening in and supporting us the way that you have. It was so beautiful to see just how invested in it everybody in Mexico City was.
Mil gracias a todos ustedes. Now, you were talking about your suitcase that's there in the living room. Are you one of those people that unpacks everything right when you get home? Or is it 3 days before you even unzip that baby?
It depends. I mean, this was such a short trip. It's not a lot of stuff. So I'll probably get through it really quickly today just because I have to do laundry. I have to sort of like set myself up for the rest of the week. And there's like, my makeup is in there. Like, so there's like stuff I need right now that I have to get out of there.
So you have to open it up.
I gotta get it out of there. But I am like pretty like type A about that stuff. Like I need everything has a home. So it needs to go where it is, or like it just throws me off. You know,
I used to be bad about that, but in recent trips, I make sure I get home, unpack.
It's satisfying.
Putting everything away, washing everything. I feel a lot better.
So much better. We're adults, huh? Is that the true sign?
That's the rumor. Watching this game and all of the pregame activities in the lead up to it, this felt, MJ, like it was the Super Bowl, dare I say. A ton of people, a lot of excitement. I wasn't there. That's how it looked like from my couch.
Okay,
how was it for you actually being there?
I'm glad that that's what translated onto the screen, because exactly how it felt. Like, this wasn't just a game. This was an event, right? Like, this was something that the fans there had circled in their calendars the entire season. Like, when this was announced, there were over 78,000 fans in attendance at Estadio Azteca, and every bit of that sort of reverberated from the turf all the way up to the lights. It was probably one of the best game day atmospheres I have ever experienced in my over a decade career covering this league.
Ever. Yeah.
Probably, and really? I've had the privilege of going to several Super Bowls, and it's right up there with a Super Bowl atmosphere. The energy was unmatched. The fans, look, the rumor was before that Vivid Seats was projecting that'd be like 82% 49ers fans in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that was an accurate description of it. And it felt, you could feel it. It showed up. Like, Niner Gang really came through for their team, and they were loud. They cheered when they needed to cheer. There was something that Kyle Shanahan said after the game. He's like, I wasn't sure, you know, how the fans here would know like the rules. I can confirm, coach. The sports acumen of the fans in Mexico is very, very high. They get our game. They understand our game, because to them, it is not our game. It is their game too. They love American football as much as we do. And they showed out and showed up for sure.
Well, John Sutcliffe nearly lost his mind. You know, John, you've seen him out in the field.
Oh, we got a video together. Let's drop it on my Instagram later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I know John very well. He's great. He's amazing. Yeah.
I loved his enthusiasm. And you're right. Just to see all the fans wearing all the Lucha Libre masks. Mm-hmm. Even Kittle had that 49ers hat that had the Lucha Libre.
Yeah.
Mask on the actual baseball cap, which was really cool. You had a chance to actually talk to the commissioner, Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
What did he say about it? Because he was just in Munich and in London.
Correct.
And this looked like it was very comparable, if not even bigger.
Well, the whole thing with this game is that it was the rematch of the very first game that was played outside of the U.S. in the regular season, right there at Estadio Azteca, these same two teams. And so I asked the commissioner, do you remember what it felt like being here in 2005, right before this game? And he said, I was so nervous because we didn't know what this was. We didn't know what it was going to be, how it was going to be received by the fans, or if we would ever do it again. And here we are all of these years later, and there's all of these other countries involved. And the Mexico game has become sort of a staple, right? Like, this is a game that people really look forward to and who lock in, especially the US fans. It's so much quicker to get to a Mexico City game than it is, you know, abroad. And they still show up overseas too. So he said he couldn't have imagined that it would be what it is today back in 2005 when the Cardinals and the Niners first played there. And it was a really cool moment. I saw Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz, who had such a cool encounter with Will Hernandez, who of course is one of the up and coming young Latinos in the league now. Mm-hmm. So he told me, he's in the lobby of the hotel about to get into the elevator. The elevator's packed and the elevator doors are closing in front of him. Suddenly there's like maybe 3 inches of like elevator door space left. And he sees like this enormous man in the middle, and it's Will Hernandez. They lock eyes, and Will's like, realizes it's Munoz and like pulls the doors open like the Hulk and like runs out of the elevator so that he could go meet Anthony Munoz for the first time. And he's like, it's such a true reflection of what he saw as representation in this league, and to now see the next generation of Latino players really stepping up and still having sort of like that starstruck moment with a Hall of Famer. I mean, can you blame him? I sure did on the sideline, even though I've done so many things with Anthony Munoz. It's amazing. But to see that connection and to hear it from Anthony, and by the way, he was just as hype about it as I'm sure Will Hernandez was. So it's just cool to see that it's still happening. There's next generations, and that the game is being not just embraced, but it's really integrated into the culture as well.
Yeah. And you saw people of all ages there.
Yeah.
Inside Estadio Azteca, and they were watching Kittle, who we had on the podcast. Clearly, our El Huddle aura, our vibe, our juju helped him because he had not one, but two touchdowns. And I thought he helped out a lot of people's fantasy football teams, including my son, who was very happy that his team crushed it. Kittle Skittles did well, won again. So it was fun to see him. And then it was fun to see you interview him post-game. We ran that sound on Good Morning Football. So it figures that you would talk to him. He just, you could tell, was loving hearing Thunderstruck in that stadium. It felt like it was a wrestling event for him. Mm-hmm. And his unbridled enthusiasm was contagious.
It's amazing. I was waiting the whole trip to see what the quarterback Mexican moniker was going to be, because Patrick Mahomes had Patricio Mi Compa. Mm-hmm. Philip Rivers had Felipe Rios. So I was like, we haven't heard anything on Jimmy. And yes, they got there a little later, so like the chance couldn't get going early. And then in my post-game interview with Kittle, he said it. He's like, Jimmy Garoppolo. So of course, Jimmy. You know, in Spanish, we say the J with as a huh sound. Mm-hmm. I lost it laughing. Thank God it was like the last question in the interview, because I was not going to be able to hold it after that. He's like, Jimmy Garoppolo. And then all the guys are posting the same thing. I was like, you guys are a mess, but it's so good. Like, it just works out so perfectly too. Like, it by the way, the Jimmy Garoppolo fan base in Mexico City
is real.
It's strong. Okay. You could... any time this man popped up on the Jumbotron, you would think you were at a, I don't know, who's like super popular, Harry Styles, or I'm not that hip. It's just
no, Harry Styles like a big is thing. Big.
You know what I'm saying? Like, screaming.
Hysteria.
Yeah. To the point where, you know, during the national anthem, they always show the players, yeah, they pop them up on the big, on the Jumbotron to show them like sort of the set in the middle of the anthem. Jimmy pops up. What? I mean, it was just, I asked him about it after the game. I was like, Jimmy, like, how do you not like lose it laughing? He's like, it took everything in me to keep a straight face, because we're in the middle of the national anthem. He's like, but it's such a good feeling to know that the fans like that love us. I was like, boo, they love you. Okay. Right. Like, they were very clear about it, but yes, they do love the Niners, but they were losing it for Jimmy G.
Well,
Jimmy
Diva
GQ, translate.
Yeah,
translates in Spanish.
Oh, I'm sure it translates in any language, MJ.
Women, so
men, it doesn't
all
matter.
Of it doesn't matter.
Devo actually had tweeted out Jimmy Guap.
That's Jimmy Guap.
That's how he described it. It's how great is that?
It's too good. Yeah, but I mean, and it's such an interesting juxtaposition when you have a team who we knew was very popular within the Latino fan base, but then plays in the Bay Area where we know we have a huge contingent as well. And Kyle Shanahan said it after the press conference. He said, you know, I love San Francisco, but if we couldn't be there, shoot, we're coming here. Because clearly this is a home game for us. And he was right. It was unreal.
And it was a home game, even given the elevation that they had to play in, because afterward, Bosa had said, thank you, Jed York, for having us practice in Colorado Springs, because it helped us get used to it.
Yep.
Where
it's rough.
We would have been winded even more so than could have been imagined. Did you feel a little bit or not?
A little bit. A lot of it.
A lot.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. There are no elevators at Estadio Azteca.
Oh, so you're hoofing it.
It's only stairs and ramps. And the ramps are like 90 degrees. It's ridiculous. First of all, I'm in heels. Why? It's just your girl was struggling.
Yeah.
She was struggling hard.
You struggle with grace, though. Come on.
I tried. Ivana. I really tried. I was like, one thing we're not going to do is pass out on Monday Night Football.
I'd be a hot mess.
It's so bad. But it's really cool to like, I mean, obviously the people there are used to it. So they're looking at me like, yo, you good, girl? Like, are you okay? If that's me, I'm like, no, I'm not well.
You know, looking ahead, the 49ers are going to be back home in Levi's. So they're not going to be at Levi's south of the border. They're actually going to be playing in Santa Clara against the Saints. They've got the momentum. And to see how this offense was clicking, where you had Kittle score, you had Ayuk score, you saw Debo score, where Jimmy was really getting the ball to his playmakers. And it just feels like they've got this momentum, this wave that they're riding that you talked to George about. I'm sorry, Jorge Kittle about. It's now you're starting to see this. The second half 49ers come out and God bless the Saints, but they're going to be facing a juggernaut.
Yeah, it's going to be a tall task, I think, for sure, especially going into Santa Clara with the kind of momentum that they have. And look, they're going to be on a high after this game, not just because of the type of win that it was, but also the energy that they're coming off of with the fans over there. Look, that adds to it because those guys were soaking it up before the game. It's the same reason why anytime somebody goes into the Dome in New Orleans, we always say, ooh, I don't know, you got to contend with the crowd there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the same thing here. And I'm already hearing from Niners fans in the Bay like, wait a minute now, don't forget that we are faithful to the Bay. That's their hashtag this year. So we're holding it down for the Niners in the Bay Area. It's not just the fans of Mexico City. We love them and appreciating for holding it down over there, but don't forget who the real are. So they're going to come with it real heavy this week against the Saints. And it's going to be interesting because what we really want to see at this point now that the 49ers have strung three wins together is if they can continue this run like they did in 2021 all the way to the postseason. None of the guys, to be clear, none of the guys are getting that far ahead of themselves. Every single one had the right mentality. They're saying the right things. We're taking it one game at a time. What we don't want to do is sort of trip up before we even get there. So,
yeah, and the 49ers defense, they've already pitched a shutout in the second half of those three games that you brought up that they won.
Yep.
So they're going to be facing a Saints team that has Taysom Hill and also Andy Dalton under center. Yeah. So and Chris Olave, too, has been a great playmaking rookie for them. Absolutely balling. Yeah. So that's going to be on Sunday. Niners back at home. They are hosting the Saints. We do have one headline to talk about briefly. Yes.
Breaking news.
Noticiero.
It's just in.
Este breve.
Sam Darnold is going to be starting for the Panthers.
What is that happening, dude?
It's just a revolving door there for the Carolina Panthers at this point in time. They're trying to figure out, and God bless Steve Wilks.
Why not? Why not at this point in the year with the way that the season's going? What's the worst that could happen? You take the L?
Yeah. No, absolutely. You take the L.
Might as well.
And you just see what you have with everybody. Mm-hmm. And they've already had PJ Walker out there. They've had Baker Mayfield out there. And now they'll try Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And Sam Darnold, former New York Jets quarterback, which brings us to Cheeseman. We have to talk about what is happening in Gotham. Not with the Giants, but with the Jets.
Yeah.
This quarterback situation with Zach Wilson is really a big deal. He's taking a lot of heat. But what is getting under people's skins is the fact that he didn't take any accountability after that loss to the Patriots, where the offense could not do anything. And now they're going to be facing the Bears, a team that has a young, dynamic signal caller in Justin Fields. We'll see how his shoulder is feeling. Mm-hmm. But that is going to get to these Jets fans seeing this play out.
I don't understand how you can be 9 of 22 in a division game and not take any accountability for what's going on. And it's not just this game, because we've seen it all season long with the interceptions, not taking care of the football, just not quite reading the field correctly. Like, this is on you, boo, because your defense is certainly stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I know you lost your star running back, but like, the reason you got drafted as a first rounder, top of the class, by the way, towards the top of the class,
yeah,
is because you were expected to be excellent, or to at very least be able to put your team in a position to make strides. And that's not what's happening. It's the opposite. There's a regression happening at the quarterback position in with the Jets. So this is a big problem.
This is a big problem. He's regressing. He obviously didn't know how to read the room, because that came across as very arrogant when he was asked by the reporter if any of it's on you. Now, from a report that I had heard, he did not particularly like that reporter who was asking the question. So perhaps it was coming from there, but you have to be bigger than that. You are the quarterback.
And
it's always, hey, it's on me. I am the problem. I didn't have it today. That's what you have to say, especially to that defense that was out there giving it their all. And they look and they see that he says, no, those players in that locker room.
On you lost the locker room.
You yeah. lose the locker room, right? And this is a big deal, where now they say, is this guy now going to throw us under the bus? Is he now going to be lackadaisical? Like, where's his head? Because he's not only failing to read the room, but he's also failing to read defenses. I mean, if you look at some of those throws that he was making, you could see that he and the receivers were not on the same page either. And I think that he has to learn that it's, hey, it's on me. I didn't do my job. You know, that's how he has to approach this thing. I also think that we are now at a critical point in Robert Saleh's coaching career, where he has to now deal with this. And I know for a fact, in some of the players that we've had on Good Morning Football, I'm sure you've had in TA, that Saleh has the mentality of a player. And he's probably seeing this unfold. He knows how those guys in the locker room are feeling. And now he has to sit him down and say, hey, Zach, let's get down to it. And this is going to be critical. This is going to be critical, because he's actually holding them back, and he's taking his lumps in real time. And they can't afford to do that, because they have a good team, MJ.
Exactly. And it's not about age either, because actually their opponent this week in the Bears, their very young quarterback, did the exact opposite. He went into that locker room after their loss last week and said, this is on me. This offense, we were not able to close for you guys. And he was talking to the defense specifically. You guys gave us a shot and we didn't close it out. That's on me. My bad. We're going to do better. It's not that you have to be a martyr here. It's being a leader. And a leader can acknowledge where there's fault, where there's room for improvement, and where there's an opportunity to galvanize a locker room, regardless of what your record is. And those are things. I don't know. I feel you can grow into a leadership position, but some people either have it or they don't.
And Sam Darnold, I'm very concerned. Absolutely. And Sam Darnold was better than Zach Wilson at this point in his career. And if you think of who has the most passing touchdowns on their roster, it's Joe Flacco. That's not good. Yeah. That is not good. That is an indictment on Zach Wilson.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So the great thing about this time of year, Will, is that I start to look through all of my recipe packets, right? And most of these are handwritten because, as you know, in most Hispanic and Latino households, like, there's not a recipe card.
I'm libreto, like a little booklet.
Or not even, I had to actually ask like my grandmas when they were still here, and I currently still ask my mom, like, well, what did you put in this? And I know better than to ask for measurements. Because there's not like a teaspoon of adobo. Like, no. As much as the ancestors tell you to put in it, like, you know how much is enough seasoning. And if it's not enough, you put a little more. I think a metric of measurement in Dominican households, at least in mine, was un ching, which means a little bit. Un ching ching is very little, like just a sprinkle of it. It could be particular to my house, but I'm pretty sure other Dominicans say it too. But I love it because we start to see, we know what like the traditional Thanksgiving spread is supposed to look like, right? In the United States. But in our house, we always still had like very traditional Dominican items in it, like rice and beans, no matter what.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Absolute staple for us.
Yes. Arroz con habichuela, you have to have it.
You have to, in Nicaragua is gallo pinto. Rice and beans was it. For us, it was the gallo pinto. That is the Nicaraguan rice and beans. And we had that without fail. Now, I have to say, I'm a little bit traumatized by stuffing.
Wait, why?
I'm not a stuffing person because we had this Nicaraguan stuffing that I think had like either prunes or dates or...
Oh, that's a lot. There's a lot happening there.
Yeah, and none of it good. And so I tried it. I tried like a dab of it on my plate and I just couldn't bring myself to eat it. So anytime that I have any sort of meal that has stuffing, I put a dab just to say that I put it on my plate, but I always brush it to the side. I never have it.
Right.
So if I'm ever at your house for Thanksgiving, you'll know why that I do that.
You know, and that's fine. I take no offense because I'm unpopular opinion, but I'm at Thanksgiving dinner for the sides. I get that the turkey's the main, the star of the show. I'm not there for her, to be honest with you.
I'm there for the turkey. And
Fair enough. And by the way, the turkey is always delicious, but it's just, I really thoroughly enjoy sides because most of the time I'm not having these type of sides the whole year round. I'm not having, I'm a big cornbread stuffing girl. Like, love it. I'll usually make some and I'm usually the only one who eats it and that's fine. More for me. Thank you, everybody. I love
well,
that.
Well, you know that come from me.
Right. I can have Wills. So boom, that works for us. I'll double down on the Corbin and I'll make honey cornbread muffins. That's sort of my contribution every year to the family meal.
But cornbread muffins, though, I can have that. That
honey
I'm okay.
Cornbread muffins, because you got to have a little bit extra. I like a sweet and savory combination. I'm more of like a honey baked ham kind of person. So I'll have turkey, of course, but like I'm doubling down on the honey baked ham, rice and beans for sure. My mom's potato salad, man, I miss it. Oh my God.
Did you guys have ham and turkey for Thanksgiving?
Yes, we're gluttonous.
No.
And chicken. Like... Have you ever had, this is very Caribbean, pernil?
No.
So it's pork roast. It's pork roast and like you shred it, but it takes all day to make, just like a turkey. It is the most delicious thing you'll ever have if you like pork. If you don't eat pork, sorry. But it the seasoning has to be right. I mean, it's like a rub situation. Like it's a whole marinade. You have to know how to do it. You can't use gloves. So you got to get like all the sazon in your finger. Like this is a rule, right? Like you can't be scared of getting in there. Sort of like when you make the turkey, right? So I go for those things and like, the turkey's great, always delicious. Just I make a good turkey, but I only ever make a turkey breast, right? Because I don't have 17 people to feed here in LA. So I make a smaller version of it, but I don't even eat, you know, like I'll have a little bit to make sure I didn't poison everybody.
Because you're going to have all the, have all the sides, not going to poison everybody.
Because I'm going to have, well, no, my husband can confirm. And trust me, if he don't like something, he'll tell me.
He'll tell you.
Can't confirm that the turkey is chef's kiss. But I don't, you know, I'm not here for it. I'm here for everything else, for all of the sides. I'll eat sides and not even have a protein if I could. Honestly.
Just so you know, I dig on swine. So I'm good with that.
Yes. Okay. We got to get you some pernil then. Okay.
Yeah.
When my parents come next month, I'll convince them to make
one. Let me know. Deem it.
Pops is on it.
So yeah, definitely want to have it. And then in terms of like the turkey, we grew up with my dad literally getting a syringe and literally putting a wine in there. And you so I remember I had a chance to do it. Like I was like poking that turkey and it was
you
so
had
much
the honor.
Fun. I did even when I was younger. So I don't know if it tasted any different or not, but it was just a cool little tradition to do that I did with my dad. Is to be able to inject that thing with wine. Inject me with wine anyway.
Any day.
Some people call me a turkey. I don't know. Yeah.
And I'll take it intravenously sometimes if needed possible. I would. So what would be like the turkey equivalent for those of you who love turkey, not like MJ's version of where the turkey should be in the meal. But for those of you who think the centerpiece of the meal is the turkey for Sunday's games, which is it? Which matchup is it?
I think the turkey... And we say that not turkey like as a bad thing,
as a
good thing, as a great thing, el pavo. Yeah. It's got to be Bengals and Titans. That's actually the most appealing matchup on Sunday's slate. Just because the Bengals and Joe Burrow, they're finally getting things together on the offensive side. Ja'Marr Chase is getting healthy, which is a good thing. And the Bengals, much like how the 49ers are in the NFC, are a dangerous team. They're a scary team. But mm-hmm. so are the Titans, who year in and year out, we don't give them any love, any attention, because their style of football is boring. It's smash mouth. It's physical. They get after it. It's not the most pretty thing to watch. But it's man, gritty. They get results. They get results. And just to see mm-hmm. Derrick Henry trucking guys game in and game out, it just works, and they play hard for Vrabel all yeah. the time. And it doesn't matter if it's Malik Willis under center or Ryan Tannehill. They just find out a way. And these two teams met before in the playoffs where we saw the Titans just get after it. Yeah. Something like 9 sacks of Joe Burrow, still weren't able to win because Ryan Tannehill threw those picks. But there's going to be some motivation on their end on yep. this one too, MJ.
I mean, the Titans have won, what, 7 of the last 8 games?
Yeah, they're on a nice little roll, huh?
They took that L against the Chiefs, and it was a close one, a 3-point game. They've won back-to-back games. Cincinnati has also won back-to-back games. And Cincinnati now trying to go on that second half of the year run like they did last year as well, where people were really discounting them. I think we know better this year than to overlook the Bengals with the amount of talent that they have there. It's very clear that Joe Burrow is finally fully healthy. We can't forget, again, we've mentioned this before, that he started the year coming off of an appendectomy.
Right.
It's not That's an right. easy thing. It's a full-on surgery. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see that. But yeah, and then Jamar coming back soon. I mean, this is going to be a very interesting game, and I think it is going to be the big centerpiece of Sunday. But it's funny because Sunday after Thanksgiving is when we're still having the leftovers, right? Arguably, right. sometimes the leftovers are real good. You've done all your shopping. You're probably putting up the Christmas tree or adding more Christmas decorations, depending when you started the holiday cheer. And it's very important to have sustenance. And you overcooked, of course, on Thursday. So this is big. This is very, very important. This is why all that wine you inject into the turkey is necessary. So it stays juicy all the way to the end of the Sunday slate. Will, I love it.
No wonder I would just like sleep like a pup when I was a little kid. Tryptophan, wine, doesn't matter. Un poquito vinito, you know. Either way, you know, you mentioned the sides, mashed potatoes, got to have that. That's a staple. We did have that. Las papas. Yeah. So what's your side here? What's your mashed potatoes game? Would you say?
Got to have a good helping of starch. Plenty of starch there to get you through the day. I think Packers-Eagles is the one. I know.
Oh, okay.
I know what y'all are thinking. Come on, MJ. The Eagles, they're going to get this. They're going to get this win over the Packers. The Packers have been looking terrible lately. I agree. But the Eagles barely won against the Colts last week. So la vergüenza. Qué pena, yeah. Will.
Yeah. Todo eso.
Because I remember telling, like, I said it on TA on Friday. I was like, Eagles, look at me. You better not lose this game against the Colts. And they didn't, thank God. But it was close. For a while, they were like, okay, the Colts are going to get another dub. Wow. Against the Eagles, who have been crushing it this week. They came up, listen, a win is a win is a win. Mm-hmm. I know that inherently. But I was a little concerned for a while because they were not playing the Eagles brand of football that we saw this season so thus far. But I'm very confident that they're going to look like the Eagles that we've come to expect in the 2022 season against the Packers on Sunday.
And there was genuine concern about their run defense and still is there. But the good thing for them is they brought in Ndamukong Suh, Linval Joseph, literally signed them off the street, and they played some snaps. They're going to have another week under their belts. So I think that's going to help out a lot. I do think also they played sluggish, but they showed me something with that win, because we saw that the Chiefs had a bad loss against the Colts.
Yep.
And the Eagles avoided that. And I think we saw again, Jalen Hurts, when he had to make the plays, he did it, and he showed up. He showed out when he had to. It wasn't pretty. And every team that's a good one, like them, go through games that are slogs. And this is one that they got. And hat tip to Jeff Saturday, because he had that team ready to play. Sure. And they almost pulled it out. So I think the Eagles still are the team to beat in the NFC.
No question. Yeah.
But they're looking over their shoulder and seeing the Cowboys and the 49ers, and obviously the Vikings are there, but they looked terrible against the Cowboys.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So if that's, if mashed potatoes, we're saying that's big, what other size would you say were big in your house that is equivalent to a game that you're looking at?
So there's always one game where, like, some people are like, we have to turn on this game. And other people are like, you know what? I could do without it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Cranberry sauce is sort of like that on the on the Thanksgiving table.
I'm not a cranberry sauce person.
Me either. I think it looks real pretty. It adds a little pop of color to the spread because, you know, you got to get the picture of the whole table, right? So I get that. And like I mentioned before, I am a sweet and savory kind of person. I'm just not digging cranberry sauce in particular. But there is still an appeal to it, as there is a huge appeal in this Raiders-Seahawks game as well. Okay. I'm really looking closely at the Raiders here because they're riding high after a win that they needed. They played well. But the Seahawks are tough, man. Tough. I know the Seahawks have the Niners now right on their heels. Mm-hmm. So both of these teams are really going to come into this quite chippy, I would say. And it's in Seattle.
I would just say this about the cranberry sauce, that I have been told that it needs to come out of a can. Like, you want to see those ridges rather than the homemade kind.
And who said this? I'm just curious.
Various people. Know. I'm sure it was like Kyle Brandt and Peter Schrager. I'm sure like they've
that sounds
had
about
crazy
right,
but takes on things like Thanksgiving.
I've heard people say that too. Again, this is not my cup of tea, but I think it's still necessary to put on the table, and everyone has an argument for it. I don't know that the can ridges are going to do it for me. If I'm already not team cranberry sauce, it resembling the can it came out of is definitely not going to sway me in that direction.
Yeah, well, I didn't think that Josh McDaniels would do it for Mark Davis after the loss that they suffered against the Colts.
And he doubled down.
But they got that win against the Broncos that they needed. And now they've got a little bit of momentum going. And we mentioned Devontae Adams just balling out. He's done well over the last, you know, three games or so.
Helped out my fantasy team tremendously.
Him and Josh. Okay, there we go.
I have both him and Josh Jacobs on my team.
Yeah,
Jacobs came through with almost 20 points for my fantasy team too this week.
Yeah, and you see that he's catching passes out of the backfield and getting big chunk yards. But this Seahawks defense is tough, as we mentioned, and they are home. And these rookies are locking people down now. And Geno and company back after that bye when they were in Munich. So I think we're licking their wounds, and I think they're going to be ready. I think they're going to come out inspired. I think they're going to be coming out fired up. And I think we're going to see the Seahawks, not the Seahawks that we saw against the Buccaneers, but before that with Geno and that offense clicking. So I think for cranberry sauce game, I can see that. Yeah, Raiders at Seahawks,
I like it.
For sure.
I like it a lot. I'm excited for this weekend, probably because I will be working Thanksgiving, so I still get to watch all of my games.
So will I in the morning. Oh, yeah.
You know that. Like, our TV family is, that's why we say, like, this is a family business, because you spend all of the major days with the people around you, watching the game and reporting on the game that we love. So I'm excited to be in studio.
That's why I call you hermana,
exactly,
because we really are related to each other.
I think I think we're trying to be cute, but like, legit, you spend this much time with people, like, this is what it is. It's family, and it's chosen family, you know? So it's always really special. They do take care of us over at NFL. So there's always a good spread that day as well, but I'm still going to make my honey cornbread muffins, and I'm probably still going to make my little turkey breast because it's my dad's recipe. So like, that's what makes me feel closer to them as well, because then I feel slighted, right? Like, I didn't get anything. I can't have them. I can't recreate my mom's potato salad. It's special to her. I do. But it'll be good to lock in on all those games. And then we're in it on Sunday, Will, with all of the leftovers. So I'm ready.
Yes, we will.
Stretchy pants are ready to go.
Yeah, I'll be ready to take a nice long nap in the afternoon.
I'm ready now.
Have to do that. I am so glad that you are home, safe and sound. It was great seeing you out there in Mexico City. As a matter of fact, you and I had a chance to work together. So either way, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving. Have a good week. And we'll be doing this again next week. This has been an abbreviated version of El Huddle, because normally we do Perro Macho, Preguntas with Papi, Platano Power. We do a deeper dive on some other things as well. So an abbreviated Thanksgiving version. So MJ, hope you have an awesome, awesome week.
Same, Will. So thankful for you. Thank you for it, Huddle. Thank you for Aaron, our producer, who keeps us locked and keeps us together. And thank you to all of you. We're thankful for you as well, who tune in and download us and subscribe and like it. That was not just a moment of gratitude, but also a call to action for all of you guys to do that either on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Please lock in with El Huddle as we build this thing, Will.
Yeah, absolutely. Porfa. Porfa. Happy gobble gobble, everybody. Adios. Sí, hermana.
See ya. El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.